Good morning, all. I would like to start by recognizing those that have come here. I'm indeed humbled and privileged that we could get the European Union delegation to be represented by Patrick Hoban. I'll start by recognizing very specific people. First and foremost, thank you very much, Patrick Hoban, for coming over. Secondly, I'd like to thank Harold Macaulay for hosting us, the Director General of Africa Rise. And I'll go third for our IFAD rep in this country, my colleague, my friend, Mr. Abdul Bari. Outside that, I would like to recognize the presence of Eliud Kirger. He is our keynote speaker. He is the Director General of Kenya Agricultural Livestock and Research Organization. We have brought him here specifically so that he can infuse us with some ideas about private, public sector, and the CGR seed system development. I'd like to recognize, of course, Jalo for being the moderator, and Daniel Nyamai, and all the CGR centers, specifically the IFPRI, ACRAF, IITA, IOMI, and of course, all the representatives from Africa Rise. I say that this journey started about a year ago. This is my third meeting. The first one we started in India. We did India, we finalized that. We did in Nairobi, we finalized for East Africa. Now we are in West Africa. We want to wrap up the Sub-Saharan Africa before we move to Latin America. It is a very simple thing, and I'll give more details later. The European Union has been funding research. The European Union looks at science as a catalytic factor in agricultural development. The European Union would like to know, actually, is this investment reaching or achieving its goal with reference to the needs of the smallholders? Are the research outputs from these investments able to transform the farming system for the smallholder? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm given to understand I've got 15 minutes. Let me walk you just a little bit. The first thing we should ask ourselves is, what is the science for? Is science an end or is it a means? When you sit down in your laboratories, when you start, you write proposals, when you get the funding, the question I have is, what do you intend to do with the results that you get? Please, assure me, you will not tell me that I published. Because if you publish, there's a gentleman who likes summoning me in the EC. He's called Ben Array. If you tell me that you are going to publish, I will have to give to Ben Array a report on the recipe of how to cook that publication for the smallholder. A publication that is read by your colleagues doesn't help the smallholder. The other thing is, of course, with the help of IFPRI, they are very good business-minded people. They do a lot of modeling. Maybe they can give us a business plan for how to sell the publication. Now, the last 2-3 years, IFAD has come up with a new policy. And this policy is very simple. The new IFAD policy, which divides our business very clearly into lending and non-lending, and the grants under which we are here are the non-lending, are supposed to be catalytic to support the IFAD loan programs. If the technology gaps, innovations within the investments are not being addressed by the outputs from the investments that you are getting, then we have failed. And then the European Union, under the former director of sustainable development, Ridolfi Roberto, he has got a concept he calls the last mile. And the last mile is the bridge between research, development, and the development. One thing that I know, I have got no doubt in the ability of the CGR to do science. I've got no problem with that. But my major challenge remains is how do I use these outputs for our development programs? And how can we tell the European Union, how can we advise Bernard Ray, please, I can tell you what, if you use the following outputs from this project, from these country, these centers, we will be able to have better outcomes, development outcomes and impact for the national indicative programs in Cote d'Ivoire, in Nigeria, in Kenya, wherever. There's a second part, and here I would like to recognize some gentlemen from Burundi and Rwanda. Specifically, we have invited the National Agricultural System from Burundi, Simon, and from Rwanda Agricultural Board, Athanase, for the simple reason that there is some work that they have done and which I reviewed and which got us very excited. And this is done with a colleague from IITA. He's got an interesting name. He calls himself Silver. He has never told me when he returned to gold. Ladies and gentlemen, the next 2 days, look at what you've received from European Union. Look at what you've received from IFAD, non-lending program, and ask yourself, how can we address the issues of food security, nutrition, rural poverty, to address this very important and critical factor affecting the rural population in sub-Saharan Africa and in the world? I'm glad that I do a global, my portfolio is global. And I know some regions which you give them something, it works out. They give them research outputs and it is taken up immediately by the National Agricultural System and it is scaled up. There are other regions we try, we get very good results, but somehow we seem to have some lethargy. The question is, why should it happen there and not happen here? Those are the questions we should ask ourselves. Then there's another issue which a bit I'm not very happy about, but of course I'm to blame for that. Sometimes I'd like to have these meetings and bring the Minister of Finance people, the people who give money, because I would like to ask them, when you sit in your offices and you write all these glorious reports with the Minister of Finance, with Agriculture, and do you know what they say? Agriculture is the backbone. Agriculture is the main livelihood. Agriculture employs 80% of our people. And then you come and ask them, how are you investing in that? They tell you, no, 10% of our GDP, we go to agriculture. We sent that in Maputo declaration. We followed up with the Malabo declaration. Then you go and you get the report from NEPAD and AU, and you find there's only two countries that even reached about 8%. Why don't you release this funding? The European Union is very committed. I can tell you, I've worked with the European Union for the last 8 years. They are so committed to science for development. But I keep asking myself, what will keep the European Union hooked into this? It all lies with all of us. The National Agricultural Systems, the CGIAR, and I hope one day we are going to get the Minister of Finance. I would like to have a meeting with the Minister of Finance of all the sub-Saharan countries and ask them a few questions. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be setting the stage later this afternoon. And I can promise you that I have got a very good formula, that a very good formula that I've come up with. We will discuss it. And since Patrick, I can assure you, Patrick Huben, I can assure you, this, you got the best brains here. If you guys cannot help me sort out that equation, we can as well pack and go. Mr. Moderator, I'll stop there, and I welcome everybody. And those I did not acknowledge, please, I'm with you for the next 2 days. Thank you very much.